Welcome to Cyber CEO, wherein we talk about how our cyber backers helped our cyber CEOs take their businesses to the next level. Cyber CEO is powered by CyberBacker, the world's leading provider of admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website www.cyberbacker.com for more details. Another great day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber CEO. And of course, we have a very special guest on the show. Brian, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we're very excited to have you on the show. So really appreciate you being here. Now, to start things off, to let you know, we have a lot of listeners who are business owners just like yourself. So I need your help. Can you tell us something about yourself and what you do, Brian?
I'm the CEO of the Brian Coward team at Keller Williams Realty. We are a community-focused real estate team that has a goal to help 50 families achieve the American dream this year. So we deliver that experience with a concentrated effort on a top-tier customer experience. So we're very excited to achieve those goals this year. And one of those ways we do that is by using CyberBacker.
So if you don't mind me asking, Brian, how long have you been in business, by the way, and been working with CyberBacker too?
So we started in, basically January of 2019. So we're going on about 5 years now. I used a different assistant. I wanted to say I started with in 2021 and then maybe went to switch to CyberBacker in 2022, I want to say.
Okay. So how did you find out about CyberBacker then?
I think my initial hearing of CyberBacker was our team leader bought a franchise, if I'm not mistaken, when she left our market center here in Clearwater. And then I've heard other agents that have been successful in utilizing or leveraging a lot of the non-income producing tasks that we realtors have on a daily basis. And so I've heard many good things and realized that this could be something that I could benefit from.
Now, fully here now working with your CyberBacker. So again, yes, that's right. CyberBacker is here to help out with the things that have to be done, but you don't have the time to do. Because again, I know you and I can both agree, being in the real estate business sometimes 24 hours in a day isn't enough, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Now, talk to me more about your CyberBacker then, Sarah. What's it like working with her every day?
Well, Sarah's been awesome. There's a level of responsibility that we have as business owners and as leaders to proactively work with a person who is located in a different time zone and in a different country, you know, with different traditions and customs and all that. And so it's our job to, I think, learn how to best communicate with that person. And I mean, I don't have the personality type which would be comfortable sitting in front of a computer for the length of time that my CyberBacker does. I appreciate and respect the amount of work that it takes, what she does. And then to feel connected, I have found that meeting with them as frequently as possible and communicating with my CyberBacker as often as possible through Slack and Zoom is paramount to building and maintaining the relationship so that they feel connected and appreciated.
Absolutely agree with you there. Communication, top one on the list to make sure that a virtual partnership will be successful. Now, more about Sarah than your CyberBacker.
So, Sarah.
About tasks, yeah.
Yeah, so, well, what I used when I hired Sarah, just like I did with my assistant, was basically the CyberBacker's version of Keller Williams is personality assessment tool.
Yeah.
And so that I saw right away, Sarah's personality was specifically in tune to do the tasks that we had that were required out of this position and to feel fulfilled while doing this position. Mm-hmm. And so what's funny about Sarah is I now have my assistant really managing Sarah on a day-to-day basis, and which I feel is better because she has better communication and time to communicate with Sarah, whereas I give her like random things that maybe don't make sense half of the time, and she has to ask Jasmine, my assistant, what I mean by that. So I guess what I'm trying to say is Sarah has been very effective in taking sometimes not the best instructions and making the best out of my lack of instructions and putting something together that works well. So she's been basically our social media and marketing person and just really does a phenomenal job. So anything that we need when it regards to posting, social media or anything marketing related, she could do it. Now she's also taken over a lot of database management tasks and our email correspondence as well too. And now, and then lastly, we added video editing. So I paid another company to provide material monthly that I would record specific videos, send to them, they'd edit and return to me twice a month. Now I have Sarah doing it once a week, and I just provide my own content.
Or any idea. So basically, give her an idea, she paints the picture, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Gosh.
So she's almost everywhere in the business now, marketing, social media, database as well as what you talked about, and now video editing. A lot of exciting stuff happening to you, Sarah, of course, and in this partnership. Now, I'm also curious, have there been any challenges? And if so, how do you address challenges when you work with someone who's virtual?
Well, yeah, I mean, I kind of failed in my first attempt, was I just didn't have the proper ability to communicate, or the person wasn't as receptive in the communication. So it was a fault on both of our parts, I believe, more so on mine, I would assume. But with Sarah, you really don't need a lot of communication, which really helps for me, because she's always available and she's always responsive. It's funny how she never asks for more information. She just says, thank you. And I and Jasmine jokes, she's like, Sarah doesn't ask a lot of questions. She just does it, which is really nice. But yet, I think that's one thing that maybe I lack in my ability to help her, to give her better clarification so she understands fully what I'm asking for.
But still, of course, there's still room to grow, still a lot more time to improve the relationship, to make it more successful than what it is right now. But
I would say that would be the challenge in communication, is what platform is best way to communicate and to get the information in an effective way, so that what I'm saying is understood and received without too much back and forth. So sometimes those challenges exist, but I think that exists in all types of communication that we have in our digital lives.
Yes, absolutely agree. But again, a lot of avenues to test out, of course, what really works for you and your cyber backer as well. Now, one last question while I still have you here, Brian. You've been working with your cyber backer, Sarah, for a while now. What's been the biggest impact of virtual leverage through cyber backer in the business so far?
Well, the biggest impact is that I can get a lot more done. You know, and I can take time off. You know, I don't have to worry about these things anymore. That's completely removed from my plate. So there's a level of accountability that I have, that yet I'm not doing it. You know, so it's really kind of nice to be in a position where I fully trust my assistant will get everything done that needs to get done. You know, and of course we all make mistakes, but yet. Sure. 90 whatever percent of the time it's going to get done, and it's going to be done to a standard, you know, that meets or exceeds my expectations.
Absolutely, absolutely. So there's breathing room to focus on other things, of course, that matter the most to the business. Now, I forgot to tell you, Sarah's going to be able to listen and watch this once we have this online. So before we go, would you want to give her a quick message or any quick shout out you'd like to give out to her?
Well, I just say to Sarah that we truly appreciate all that you've done, and we think you are the best. I think she knows that. And we really, really admire all your hard work, and look forward to many more years of growing together and learning together and developing a deeper relationship and doing, I think, hopefully more things that she feels even more rewarded with, the type of work that she likes to do as well, too.
Go. Now, we are very, very excited to seeing the continued success of this partnership. And of course, Ryan, thank you very much for being here on the show. Really had fun talking to you today.
Yeah, nice talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to our Daily Dose of Cyber CEO. Stay tuned to know more about how Cyberbacker creates a difference in this digital time and age. You can visit our website, www.cyberbacker.com, and follow our social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Spotify.